Down on the corner, don't be standing around there looking mopey. Don't be standing on there looking guilty. Standing on a street corner can lead to all sorts of connotations. People think you're trying to sell something or,
be shifty. I mean, do you reckon anyone in Australia really does stand there with their trench coat selling stuff?
Well, not in Queensland. There's no trench coats about. But if you're in Melbourne, trench coat weather is what it's all about this time of year.
I don't know. I would just love to walk down the street and someone opens their big trench coat and goes, hey, you want to buy a watch?
You know, the funny thing is, and people have a crack at me about this, I take Alfie for a walk most afternoons. I've got the shorts on that, but I've always got a bit of a wind cheater jacket on. This is about 4:30. And even Ness said to me, she goes, why are you wearing that? And I go, you know what? Post-gym, I've been sweating. I do feel any little breeze just tends to make me uncomfortable and I just feel I need to just rug up that little bit. I don't know why. It's
what's the style of the wind cheater? I mean, are we talking 1970s retro?
Yeah, it's a bit
old and daggy?
It's got a couple of patches in there, some holes that need to be.
Well, maybe that's why she's saying that. Mate, come on.
Oh, she looks fashionable.
You're representing the family. You're representing Alfie.
Yeah.
Maybe she's thinking about him and his embarrassment.
Speaking of that, you go around with the dog and you start meeting the same people, walking the dog at the same time, and you all do that little, nod to one another and, g'day, and let the dog sniff each other's butts, and it's becoming a nice little friendly thing of an afternoon.
Do you talk to the people?
No, there's one guy I glare at. He's got
one guy I glare at.
He's a young bloke. He's got this, I think it's a little staffy. And he has it off lead because he likes to do these little jump things. And he's always got his phone out. So I'm sure the staffy's got its own Instagram account or something.
Oh, right.
I'm reckoning because...
And you glare at him. Mate.
Because you're in my way,
dude. I thought
we just
agreed 10 minutes ago. Okay. You're going to become a whole new level of positive. Stop.
All right.
Stop glaring at people. Hang on. I think I've just discovered why you end up in altercations with people. You're a mad glarer. You've got to stop.
Well,
the
here's a challenge I need to set.
Mm.
I've got to get to know his name. He annoys me, and I've got to find out who he is, what he does. I know he's got a tradie ute, and the dog jumps in and out there. And well, apparently the dog shares the front seat with him.
Oh, okay.
A tradie who has a dog in the front seat—that's not right.
All right. Well, here
here's
you
go. They go on the back.
Well, look, forget that because you don't want to start the conversation with getting up him for something. All right. Let's pretend I'm him. Here I am walking along with my dog. What are you going to say?
G'day. How you going?
Oh, good, thanks, mate. How are you going?
I'm all right. Just noticed you got the staffy there. You got a few little tricks. This is Alfie. What's his name? You might go, it's Trixie.
His name's Trixie.
I go, just noticed you, mate. You get Trixie in the front with you in the cab. Why is that? Why isn't he riding the back like most normal dogs?
Mate, mind your business. See, that's the wrong second follow-up question. All right? Just go, oh, she's super cute. Yeah, I noticed you're taking heaps of photos. What's her handle on Instagram? I'll follow her.
Oh, so I'll give you a like. Focus on the dog.
Yes.
And not the fact the dog gets the front seat with him in the cab.
Yeah.
Right.
Come on, mate. I'm going to revolutionise your life.
Okay.
You're going to have so many more friends by the time I'm finished
I just want him as a friend because he just, he's super fit and I'm noticing how he, one day, some days he runs, some days he's on the bicycle.
Yeah, well, listen, here's another little tip. Don't give him all that information about all those things you've noticed about him because he'll think you're cracking on. All right?
Point taken.
Just one at a time. Just dribble one thing that you've noticed about him out every, say, 3 weeks.
Your legs look great. The tan looks awesome.
Don't say that. No way.